Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Pastor Chow Sil. Hello, Chow, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your personal stories and your current ministries in the previous episodes. So today is the last episode, and I want to hear more about your passion and vision for the next generation Asian Americans, because you mentioned about your passion for the next generation. So I'm very excited to hear your perspective and insight for the next generations. So let me go with the first question. Now, what are the potentials for next generation Asian Americans, not just Montagnard, but Asian Americans in general, to advance God's kingdom?
I felt like we as a pastor, we have the responsibility to really focus on the younger generation, because they are the younger generation who's going to lead the church. And our job is to put as much as important on them to have them have the relationship with Christ. And then from then on, I believe that they will definitely be able to advance the kingdom of God. It's through us as an old generation and teaching them what needs to be focused, or to teach them about the ministry, and so they can carry on the next generations.
So you're saying that younger generations have a great potential because they can be connected to more nonprofit organizations like Baptist State Convention or North American Mission Board, any other, you know, organizations that they can connect and they can network and they can grow spiritually and multiply themselves. And secondly, they can also be a next generation of church leaders. So the first generations can pour into their lives so they can continue to develop their church ministries and continue to multiply through church plantings in the future, right?
Yes, sir. That's
That's good. Now, how do you think younger generation Vietnamese and Montagnard people can be involved in church planting, particularly?
Definitely. They can be involved in the church planting. I feel church planting is it's not just for only the pastor or for a church leader. Church planting should be for everyone, because we are, as the Bible said, that we are the representative of Christ. We should, in a way, one form of to be more specific is that we ministry, we do witness to other people, and from then on, when people are getting together within the group, then that's how the church plants can begin. Is through group Bible studies and having fellowship with them, and then comes together, and then when they decide to get together and plant a church, they can plant a church. Mm-hmm. Younger can be involved in planting a church. And the other way is invite them to the church, and then we can learn from about ministry, and then they can, then we can actually help them with the church planting. Mm-hmm.
That's good. So I think a key concept that you mentioned is that the church planting is not limited to ordained pastors or seminary graduated leaders only, but they can be anybody who are disciples of Christ or have a passion to carry the gospel.
Right. I firmly believe that we are to train others before we are. I myself have been trained by others. And then this is our turn to train other people. That's how we multiply. And it can be done to me, those who are, like you were saying, those who are mature in Christ, and this disciple of Christ, we can be done to other people as well.
Now, speaking of training, how can first generation help or train the next generation to grow as spiritual leaders?
Definitely, I have to say one example is to get them involved, involved in the church activities, involve them in decision making. Definitely, that's most important. A lot of churches that I have seen, especially for the Montagnard, those opportunity wasn't really given to the younger generation, so they don't really have the opportunity to get involved into decision making. I felt like it is very good to incorporate them, even though, you know, they just sit there and relax, and then just hear about how the how the meeting were done or how they do this stuff, and they when they see it, they will be able to learn from that. That's most important, is get them involved. And also empowering them, like for example, like Bible study, younger generation. The younger generation can also lead themselves into a Bible studies. But I'm not saying it's not like we do have to oversee as a church elder, church leader, but give them the power to, the opportunity for them to preach and teach within their ages, be witness, something like that. So that will definitely equip them to be a leader in the future for the church.
Wow, well said. A lot of second generation leaders through this podcast, they mentioned that the opportunities were very limited.
Yes.
They did not have many opportunities to grow as leaders. But when you said that the first generations can equip the next generations by giving them opportunities to serve.
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned a very key word, I think, the empowering them to be effective and successful, to grow as spiritual leaders. I think those are very great perspective that I wish that all first generation pastors would have that mindset. So they would be more intentional in growing second generation, next generation leaders. Now, let's say these next generation leaders are all ready, you know, they're ready to go and they're ready to plant churches and they're ready to go anywhere, whatever God leads them to be. Now, how do you think that this next generation Asian Americans can help Asian churches to grow?
Well, definitely I felt like the more knowledge and the more wisdom that they gain from the older generation, the younger generation tend to be doing so much better. That's my experience. We are exposed to more training. For myself, for instance, I wasn't really ready when I was when I started a church. But before I started a church, I was trained by Mark Gray here, and Ralph Garay, and Jeff Moody's, and Kent, and all those people. I've been trained here by the convention here. And I thank God for that, giving me the opportunity to do that, because all the wisdom and understanding, what's the motivation need to be, you know, I have to know the basics, like how to do it, and what's the belief that we have to have in order to plan church successfully. When the old generation equip us like that, it gives us the foundation to actually to do it in a way that, I wouldn't say better, but they are more ready in a way. Because of that, I felt like there's more success in terms of planning the church, because we are fully equipped and fully discipleship. So.
Well, that's exciting to hear that. Yeah. My last question is, how can the next generation Asian Americans impact not just North Carolina but world missions?
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you that we have just as Matthew 28, in realizing every church that we are to move, we are to go. Basically, that's what the Southeastern, logo or motto is that we have to go. But if you are in a way that I myself too, I realize that we are a believer. We have to do a great commission, and it starts with church leaders, and then when they become a leader, they themselves will carry on that torch to go further. I would say that for me right now is just my focus is on the North Carolina, and then in the future I felt like God is calling our church maybe to send some people to back to Vietnam also. Mm. I felt like God is calling us to do that.
Yeah.
So right now we are equipping our people to do that. So, that's
amazing, because it's similar to my vision. My lifetime vision is to reach and raise 21st century Moses. Like, as God met Moses and sent him back to Egypt to lead his people to the promised land, God has a great plan to meet the immigrants right here and send them back to their people and their countries to lead their people to Jesus Christ. So I'm excited for your ministry, and I'm excited that God is going to use you and your churches to be that 21st century Moses, to lead people, not just in North Carolina, but back in Vietnam and all around the world. Well, Pastor Chow, thank you so much for sharing about your future vision for next generation Asian Americans. And I pray that God would fulfill that the vision to be the reality, so for God's glory. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.